You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Continuing the football talk here on You Better You Bet to round out hour number three. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable filling in for Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, who will be back tomorrow on the show. We've talked plenty of March Madness. Make sure you go back and listen to the You Better You Bet podcast to catch all of our analysis. Went through all the Sweet 16 games. Talked about the NFC East, the AFC East. Now it's time to get into the AFC West. And Kate, I was saying last segment how this was really the division last year that everybody was talking about. We all thought this had the potential to be like one of the greatest NFL divisions of all time. And then it turned out to be the Kansas City Chiefs Invitational like it normally is. They clinched that thing rather easily. Raiders were really disappointing, didn't make the playoffs. Broncos really disappointing, they didn't make the playoffs. The Chargers got into the playoffs and then had the most epic collapse we've ever seen in the postseason. So heading into this year, like, how confident are you that the Chiefs win the AFC West? On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the most confident, if you had to put a number on the Chiefs winning the division, what number would you put on them?
I would have to put a 10. I mean, how can you not, based on what you saw last year from these teams? The Broncos were terrible. Yes, they brought Sean Payton in. He's undoubtedly going to make that roster, that offense, look way better. Jimmy G to the Raiders, maybe a little bit of a step up from Derek Carr, but really is it that much of a step up? Austin Eckler wants out from the Chargers. Kansas City feels like the only team that's consistent year in and year out, and you kind of know what you're going to get from them. So 10 maybe is a little aggressive, but I might, you know, I'd comfortably pick 8.5, 9.
Yeah. It's, you know what one of my favorite stats in sports is that Mahomes still has never lost a road divisional playoff or road divisional game.
Insane.
Never lost a game at the Chargers, at the Broncos, or at the Raiders in his career. It's just like, it's unfathomable. You're not supposed to do that. Like, it's crazy.
You're
really not supposed to. So there's a reason they're minus 160 to win the division. They lost Eric Bieniemy to the Commanders, but Matt Nagy is going to take over as OC for the Chiefs. Is that a tough name to say around you, Matt Nagy? Does that make you cringe a little bit?
Yeah. That does make me cringe a little bit. Maybe I take that back. The Chiefs, maybe not an 8 or a 9 now with Nagy running the show there. That's not good.
Exactly. Well, you know, the Chiefs, they've had so much stability for so long, right? Bieniemy was the OC. Obviously, they've had Mahomes there. They've had Reed there, Kelsey. But they lose Tyreek Hill last year, able to overcome it. They lose Bieniemy as their OC. I really don't think it'll make that much of a difference. Nagy's been in that system. He's been under Andy Reid for a while. So I really don't think it's that big of a deal. They lost Juju Smith-Schuster, but Mahomes is just the kind of quarterback, Kate. Like, it's kind of like Brady. It really doesn't matter who he's throwing to. Like, they're going to be in the playoffs every year. They're going to be a 1 or 2 seed every year. It's a matter of how many games they win in the postseason. That's really all it is with the Chiefs.
Right. Who cares really where you finish up in the regular season? As long as you're in the postseason, Patrick Mahomes can get it done. And you don't need the star power of star power wide receivers. You just need someone who can catch the ball consistently and, you know, not drop these passes, because Mahomes is, for the most part, going to hit you right where you need it and just catch the ball. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. No, he's so good. What about the Chargers? Is Brandon Staley going to last the entire season, yes or no, as head coach?
No, I think Staley's the problem with the Chargers. I think they would be a whole lot better with another coach. I just don't think he's really, like, brought the culture of the Chargers up a whole lot. And you have Justin Herbert is a talented quarterback and has a talented arm, and I'm not sure he's, you know, he himself is not living up to his potential, but I just think the situation he's in is not allowing him to live up to his potential. So I think Staley, if they start the season slow, I think he could be out midway through.
Yeah, and they poached Kellen Moore away from Dallas to be their new OC. So it's kind of like he's the coach in waiting a little bit. We all can see like the writing on the door. But yeah, I'm with you. With the way that playoff game went, if the Chargers get off to like a 2-5, 2-6 start, I think Staley's done. I think he's out of there. So the Chargers, man, Kate, I would hate to be a Chargers fan because the talent is there. It really is.
Right.
Herbert is ridiculously talented. Their receivers are awesome. Eckler's really good. We'll see what they do with him. So many pieces on that defense, but it's just they can't make it work, whether it's the injuries, the coaching, that just there's something with that franchise. It's like it's very like LA Clippers like, you know, it's both the LAC teams.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they just kind of they have like the same feel to them. I think it was so telling in that playoff game when the Chargers played the Jags, even though the Chargers were up 27-0. Didn't you have a feel like the Jags weren't out of it? You know what I mean? Like, there would have been so many NFL teams, like if the Chiefs were up 27-0, would never have been a doubt in your mind they would have won that game. But the Chargers were up 27-0, and there was a little part of everybody that's kind of like, are the Chargers really going to blow this? Like, how are the Jags going to come back and win? And I think that's what they have to overcome. They have to figure out a way for the narrative to kind of change around so that they're the team that when people look at them, when people talk about them, they have this like confidence in the Chargers to get the job done. Cause even when we talk about them right now, I just feel like the Chargers will find a way to just screw something up. I can't bet anything Chargers. I can't bet them division. I can't bet them conference, Super Bowl. I don't have trust in them.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. on your happy price, Priceline.
Well, it kind of feels like in that game last year against the Jags, we talked about it earlier in the show with Purdue playing not to lose against FDU. It feels like that's how the Chargers kind of play all the time. Like, and especially in that game against the Jags, it was just like, let's hold on to the lead at all costs. As long as we don't lose this game, it's okay. Like, no one panic, except everyone was panicking in the second half, especially when the Jaguars started to come back a little bit, where they're just not all together. Because if Patrick Mahomes was in that situation, I wouldn't flinch. Tom Brady in that situation, I wouldn't flinch at all. But it's something with the Chargers. And yeah, I don't know. And this number two being plus 325 to win the AFC West, like, if the market had more confidence in them, don't you think they would be something like, I don't know, maybe plus 190, plus 220? So, like, that's a big jump from the Chiefs to where the Chargers are, which is pretty much the market saying, they don't have a chance really here. It's Chiefs or nothing, because that's such a large jump from where the Chiefs are to where the Chargers are.
And the Chargers always play the Chiefs tough. Like, those are always three-point games. I feel like the last three Chiefs-Chargers games have all been the Thursday night football game in L.A., and the Chiefs win it at the last second every single time. And then every game at Arrowhead comes right down to the wire. Herbert actually has beaten Mahomes in Kansas City. He's never beaten them in L.A., as we mentioned. But they always play the Chiefs tough. And like you said, they're still plus 325. So I have no interest in the Chargers. You mentioned Sean Payton is now the head coach in Denver. The biggest storyline, obviously, revolving around Denver is Russell Wilson. What kind of Russell Wilson are the Broncos going to get? What do you think, Kate? Does he have anything left in the tank? I mean, is there any way that you can take a shot at Denver plus 450 to win the AFC West? Would you take any futures? We know that defense is championship caliber. Do you think Russell can find some of the Seattle Russell Wilson that we saw for so many years?
If I'm going to put my money on the Broncos, it's going to be because Sean Payton is the head coach, not because I think Russell Wilson, I mean, both of those Russells are kind of not so great their careers right now. But Russell Wilson, it's not because I think he's all of a sudden going to turn things drastically around. I think Pete Carroll out in Seattle kind of saw a declining Russell Wilson and thought, might be time to get him out of here. Like, maybe that's what happened more so in Seattle, is that Carroll looked at him and thought, you're at the end of your career. You're not playing the same way that you were when you were an elite quarterback. Like, let's mix things up here a little bit. And that's basically what we've seen in Denver. And I know it's only a one season sample size, and Nathaniel Hackett was the head coach, and that clearly didn't work out. But I think there's more issues to Wilson than just a bad year for him. Like, I do think he's kind of at the tail end of his career and things are declining. There's also seems to be just the off field stuff, like the rumors, and I don't know how true these are, but that he's got an office on the second floor of the practice facility that he spends 90% of his time in. He doesn't, you know, he's not conversing with his team all that often. He's getting all this special treatment. So there's just so many other factors that make me not trust that Wilson is going to be the person to bring this team back to life, but more so that Sean Payton would be the one to do it.
Yeah, it's interesting with Denver. You know, it's funny when you brought up Russell Wilson and Russell Westbrook. I remember when he got traded to the Broncos, I texted my cousins and I was like, wow, Russ is going to Denver. And they were like, what a pickup by the Nuggets. And I'm like, no, Russell Wilson is going to the Broncos. So I always have made sure that that I emphasize the Russell Wilson. I love what the Broncos have done in the offseason, getting those two offensive linemen to help build the O-line. I think not enough was made of when Javonte Williams got hurt, the running back for Denver, because he was a really good back. I think having him is going to be huge this season. Jerry Judy's a good wide receiver. Cortland Sutton's pretty good, too. You're right, Kate. It's all about Sean Payton. I mean, we saw what him and Drew Brees did for years. If him taking this job tells me two things. A, he really likes the money, right, that they gave him, because they paid him handsomely to do it. And B, I think he sees something from Russell Wilson. Like, because you don't go into the division with Mahomes if you don't think you have a chance. So I think he does see something in Russ that he can get out of him. And we'll see. Plus 450. Real quick, the Raiders, they signed Jimmy G. They traded away Darren Waller. It probably appears they're going to get rid of Hunter Renfrow too after signing Jakobi Meyers. They franchise tag Josh Jacobs. Obviously, they have Devontae Adams. That offense still is probably going to be good, but their defense is still a mess. Any shot the Raiders could be that surprise team in the NFL this year, or are you just not buying it?
No, I'm not buying it. I like Jimmy G. I think he's a step up from Derek Carr, but I mean, also the 49ers, they had Jimmy G, took him to the Super Bowl, yet they are letting him go a couple years later. I don't know. I don't know what to think about the Raiders, but I don't think they win this division this year for sure.
Raiders should have never gotten rid of Rich Bisaccia. They should have kept him. They went with Josh McDaniels instead, and that was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Fourth and final hour of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, coming up next, talking NFL MVP and Super Bowl odds. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.